president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association, joining us from his home outside Hershey, Pennsylvania. Dave Taylor, welcome to KDK Radio.
Well, great to be with you. Thank you so much.
Dave, give us the scope of the manufacturing that goes on in the state or has not gone on in the state since the pandemic. Who do you represent?
Well, I mean, Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association represents the entire manufacturing sector in Pennsylvania. And before the pandemic, that was about 575,000 Pennsylvania jobs on the plant floor and about $93 billion worth of value added every year. So our flagship members tend to be the big guys, you know, Western Pennsylvania institutions like PPG and U.S. Steel, for example.
But there are a lot of manufacturers in Pennsylvania, around 19,000 of them. How many have been shut down because of this, and how much of their business is going to other states as a result?
Well, I mean, a lot. And what makes it harder is that, you know, manufacturing is the sector that adds the most value. No matter what it is you're making, you're going through a multi-stage process, taking raw materials or component parts to yield a finished good. So manufacturing depends on a complex supply chain to bring those parts and raw materials. You've got a network of vendors that you count on to make the things happen on the plant floor. And then you have a whole logistics network of, you know, warehouse jobs, trucking jobs, forklift jobs. And the nature of Governor Wolf's shutdown order has scrambled all of that. In 47 states, they followed the rules that were set forth by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, CISA. And so the CISA rules recognized the importance of those supply chains. And so it said it waived things in categories. So like if you are essential, anything, you know, you're waived, and anything that touches that process is waived. Governor Wolf didn't do that. Governor Wolf went down the industrial code and said yes to this, no to that, yes to this, with no respect for the contributions, the way that one thing depends on another. And so we have had this rolling catastrophe of businesses that were told that they could be open, but they've been cut off from their key vendors and suppliers. And so it's been this ongoing process of trying to get things open. But because there are things that have been shut down in Pennsylvania that have already been reopened in competitor states or were never shut down in other states. Like, for example, in Georgia, manufacturing never closed. And so the fear that I have, the grave concern I have with competitiveness is if there's a Pennsylvania entity that can't function and that they have a contract that they can't fulfill, that work is going to move. It's going to go to another state that's open. And in that way, the supply chain for that process is going to realign, and Pennsylvania loses that work forever. So this is why we need the governor and our leaders to urgently accelerate the safe reopening of Pennsylvania's economy.
Obviously, you've pushed with elected officials to try to move the governor to that. Have you gotten any indication that's going to happen anytime soon?
No, and this is what's so frustrating. And again, there's no question that this illness is very serious. It's no fooling around. It's not going to be like going back to January. But for whatever business can operate safely, we need them to be open to whatever degree that they can be safely open, because this lockdown has pushed business beyond the breaking point that even a really healthy small business would only have, you know, 2 months of cash on hand on average. And so by continuing the lockdown, we're suffocating these businesses, which means that they're not going to reopen, which means then that we have annihilated the tax base, which is going to intensify our problems down the line. To whatever degree a business can be open safely, we need to let them open now, not in 2 weeks or a month or whatever. We need them to be open now because all these things are going to take time. It's going to take time to reestablish the relationships with the suppliers and the vendors and the distributors. And it's also going to take time for customers to regain that confidence to come back into the marketplace. So we are burning daylight, and we've got to get this done now.
David Taylor, you represent almost, 19,000 Pennsylvania manufacturers, large and small. This shutdown's gone on for almost 11 weeks. How many of them will not be reopening their doors?
Well, I mean, God forbid. I don't know. And that's, I mean, and I think really that is the central problem here. The governor and his team, that they have shown no humility. What's the saying? The beginning of wisdom is when you start to realize how much you don't know. There's a knowledge problem. No one could know everything that goes into everyone's manufacturing process, and that's why we've had all of these problems. Like, the governor shut down machine shops, but those machine shops supply parts to the companies that make the ventilators. And so, you know, we have to go and exercise, you know, expend political capital to get the administration to get a waiver for that company to be able to provide this part for a thing that obviously is essential to fight the pandemic. We've had this battle over and over again. And I regret very deeply that the governor at no point reached out to the business community before making these edicts. We've just been on the receiving end of these thunderbolts hurled down from on high, when in fact the stakeholders have a lot to say. It's like if somebody had just asked us, if the governor and his team had asked us, how would this play out in the real world if we did this? A lot of this could have been avoided. And again, the governor and I don't agree on much to start with, and I don't want to be overly harsh on him. But in a pandemic, you know, you want to expect the best out of everyone. You know, this needs to be a team effort where we all pull together for the public good of protecting public health and public safety. And, you know, we want to be teammates in that. We've worked with DCED to help them set up their portal for manufacturers to retool to provide these critical supplies to our frontline healthcare workers. And cooperation is a two-way street, and we just haven't seen any of that from him.
Well, we certainly hope the green light comes. The governor will speak this afternoon, anticipating him putting us into the green. Does that change much for you guys in manufacturing?
Well, I mean, it remains to be seen. The fact that we don't know what the green zone looks like or who's going to get it or at what time, and even though we're relieved that the pressure is being let up on Western Pennsylvania, Southeastern Pennsylvania has a bulk of our manufacturing capacity, and those places are still on a greater degree of lockdown. So we need to accelerate the process everywhere. And like, as I said, for any business that can operate safely to whatever degree they can operate safely, we need them to be open now.
Some businesses got waivers, others did not. What's some of the most frustrating waivers that were awarded that really... stuck in your craw?
I mean, the whole process should have been transparent. And this gets back to what I was talking about, that federal CISA list. The CISA list was clear and it was categorical. The waiver process was haphazard, and it went business by business, function by function. And in a better world, we would have just adopted the CISA list and that would have been definitive. But if we were going to have a waiver process, that waiver process should have been transparent so that the waiver didn't apply just to a single business, but rather to every similarly situated business in the Commonwealth.
Yeah, we've heard that over and over from different business categories, too, that some would get waivers and they would be like, well, what are the names? And they wouldn't give up the names even at one point. So hopefully your frustration will end soon. A lot of jobs are at stake. Dave Taylor, President and CEO of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much. Take care.